Seventh, the Ten Precepts and Other Ethical Formulae. We are very near the end of part one. The Ten Precepts have already been spoken of as Kushla Dharmas, which, as we have seen, really means ethical principles, as Shikshapadas or rules of training, and as avenues or ways of skillful or wholesome action, as well as in terms of their being the Mula Prati Moksha, implicitly for all Buddhists and explicitly for members of the Western Buddhist order. It now remains for us to relate the Ten Precepts to certain of the other ethical formulae which are found figuring so prominently in Buddhist literature and Buddhist life. One of the most important of these is, of course, the formula of the Eightfold Path, to which the Ten Precepts can be related through the formula of the three skandhas or groups, or, for that matter, through one or the other of the two broadly equivalent formulae of the three sampadas, or attainments, and the three sikshas, or trainings, as well as through the formula of the three ways of skillful action. The three groups are the noble group of sila, or ethics, samadhi, or concentration, and meditation, and prajna, or wisdom. Since the first seven precepts are concerned with bodily and vocal conduct, they comprise the noble group of sila or ethics. And since in terms of the Noble Eightfold Path, ethics consists of right or perfect speech, action and livelihood, it is clear that the first seven precepts correspond to the third, fourth and fifth stages of the Noble Eightfold Path. Similarly, since the eighth and ninth precepts are concerned with that part of mental conduct which comprises the noble group of samadhi or concentration and meditation, and since, in terms of the Noble Eightfold Path, concentration and meditation consists of right or perfect effort, mindfulness and concentration, the eighth and ninth precepts must correspond to the sixth, seventh and eighth steps of the Noble Eightfold Path. Finally, since the tenth precept is concerned with that part of mental conduct which comprises the noble group of wisdom, and since in terms of the Noble Eightfold Path, wisdom consists of right or perfect emotion and understanding or vision, the tenth precept must correspond to the first and second steps of the Noble Eightfold Path. All this could no doubt be made clearer with the help of a diagram. In any case, it will be noticed that although I have spoken of all ten precepts as ethical principles, in the present connection, it is only the first seven precepts that are said to comprise the noble group of sila or ethics. The contradiction is more apparent than real. The term ethics can be used in two senses, a broader and a narrower. Ethics in the broad sense is the art or science of human conduct and character as possessing value in relation to a standard or ideal. And it is in this sense of the term that the ten precepts are ethical principles. As such, ethics is more or less identical with religion in its more practical aspect. Ethics in the narrow sense is concerned with external, bodily and vocal behavior, and it is in this sense of the term that the first seven precepts are said to comprise the noble group of ethics. Besides relating the ten precepts to certain other ethical formulae, it is also necessary to distinguish it from another formula similarly termed. This is the formula of the ten precepts observed by the Shramanera or novice monk, a set of rules which comprises, in addition to the five precepts, abstention from sexual misconduct being in this context replaced by abstention from non-celibacy, the precepts of abstaining from untimely meals, from song, dance, music, and indecent shows, from the use of flower garlands, scents, unguents, and ornaments, from the use of luxurious beds and seats, and from handling gold and silver. It will be readily seen that these precepts are of a very different character from the precepts making up the second half of the Mula Prati Moksha, since however useful and even necessary they may be to certain people or in certain circumstances, they are hardly of fundamental importance.